Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You've probably heard about government health programs to try to stop teen pregnancy or drug use or eating trans fats. Well, another program running in some Boston schools is designed to address an issue that officials say also harms public health: bad romantic breakups. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has more.
One of the ways to break up is texting. Email. Any other ways to break up?
Face-to-face.
Email.
Facebook.
Face-to-face. Facebook. What else?
MySpace.
Twitter. Anyone else? Twitter. These are all ways we can break up.
18-year-old Terrence Miles runs an after-school program for middle schoolers. Miles is tall with glasses, more Doogie Howser than Don Juan. He hasn't had many girlfriends, but he brims with confidence about matters of the heart. The city pays him to share that wisdom with younger kids.
What are the negatives of breaking up over Facebook?
Sion Goodrich raises his hand.
The memo can go out fast, like, once you break up with the person, like, they'll tell all their friends and stuff, and then they'll just start talking trash about you on Facebook.
The kids all agree. Breaking up over Facebook is a bad idea. Don't text it, don't tweet it. 16-year-old Benson Bain sums up the best strategy for terminating a relationship.
Try to break up with people the best way you can, and the best way you can is by doing face-to-face, all right?
But kids have gone centuries, millennia, without this kind of assistance in their personal lives. And C.J. Doyle is skeptical of the program.
These intimate decisions regarding personal behavior are properly belong, in the case of teenagers who are minors, to consultation with the parents and with the family.
Doyle runs the Catholic Action League of Massachusetts.
This is the nanny state run riot. This is the expansion of government beyond all rational limits.
But others say this is a legitimate place for government to help.
This truly is a public health issue.
Casey Corcoran came up with the relationship training for teens.
Young people who are involved in unhealthy or abusive relationships can experience a depression, insecurity. There can be violence in the relationship.
Corcoran started off counseling men who beat their wives. But to really make a difference, he decided to go younger, to the age when kids are just starting to experiment with dating. He developed a curriculum for 12 and 13-year-olds and runs the training from Boston's Public Health Department. Almost all of the program is funded by outside grants to prevent teen dating violence. According to the state's Department of Health, 1 in 5 teens experiences some kind of dating violence. And violence came up over and over again at the breakup workshop. Listen to this exchange between Terrence Miles and 13-year-old Melissa Johnson.
Now, what could be some negatives of breaking up with somebody face-to-face? What could be wrong with that?
They could hit you.
Corcoran says healthy relationships don't just happen.
It's something that you have to learn, and there are skills that you can actually practice to better engage in a healthy relationship, and that's the message we have to get across.
Corcoran says parents should be involved in their children's personal lives, but sometimes they miss the subtle clues that their kids are emotionally involved because it's happening over texts and email.
I think as adults sometimes we negate the relationships that young people are having online. But to them, those are real relationships, and they matter to them. And if we minimize that, we're going to lose them at a really important time where we need to be talking to them.
That's why the Public Health Department hopes to add the training on healthy relationships to a citywide sex ed curriculum for Boston Public Schools. High school senior Terrence Miles supports that plan.
I personally think that by learning about how to have a healthy breakup, it benefits them throughout their entire lives. And I think that's something that can't be replaced. It's very important to their lives.
It's a life lesson, he says, that's just as important as learning calculus, physics, or any other subject in school. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.